Okay. I mean, you say you can't think of another word besides teapot?
I can't write none of
them. Okay.
Yeah, well, today.
Let's see. Okay, what would you call something that you'd keep in the house, maybe made out of glass or something, to put cut flowers in?
A vase.
Okay. What are the eating utensils that you'd set by the plate when you set the place in table?
Silverware.
Okay, what are they individually?
Knife, fork, spoon.
Okay.
Just by the plate, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Okay, if you had steak, it wasn't very tender, you'd probably have to put out steak.
Steak knives.
Okay. If the dishes are all dirty, you'd say, well, I guess it's time to what the dishes?
Do the dishes.
Okay, or?
Wash the dishes.
Okay. And after somebody washes the dishes, then she wets them in clear water.
Well, we used to say scalds them all the time.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Is there any other word you might use here?
Well, you rinse, you could rinse them in hot water.
Uh-huh.
But we always heard, scald those dishes.
Uh-huh. Okay. If you were going to use rinse, would you use it in a sentence for me, like she?
Oh, rinse?
Uh-huh. Would you use it in a sentence? Just make up a sentence for me. She?
She did not rinse the dishes.
Okay.
If that is that the tense you want, that's why I hesitate.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you wanted me.
What about just a plain present tense? I rinse the dishes, but she
does not rinse it.
Okay. Or if she does, then she
rinses the dishes.
Okay. Okay. What do you call the cloth or the rag that you use in washing dishes?
Dish rag.
Okay. What do you call a cloth or rag that you use in drying dishes?
Cup towel.
Okay. And what do you call a small square of terry cloth that you use to bathe your face?
Wash rag or wash, face, wash rag is what we always would say. That's what we
Okay. And after bathing, you dry yourself off with a
bath towel.
Okay. And if you go in the kitchen and turn on the water, you turn it on it comes out at the
faucet.
Okay. And if it's outside where you hook up the hose, you'd call it
a hydrant.
Okay. And used to be people could buy flour in a big wooden round, what would you call it?
Keg.
Okay. Or another thing that's like a keg might be a usually bigger. You used to be able to buy water and that kind of thing too. A water. They used to carry them around on wagons and they had to roll them off the wagon with a couple of boards or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they used to catch rainwater in them.
A drum?
Well, it's like a drum.
Yeah,
there's
well,
another word for it.
Yeah.
If they call it rainwater, they usually call it a rain.
Shit. A rain
barrel. What?
Barrel? Okay. A barrel, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now if you had a little gizmo on a keg, like it had beer or water in it, something like that, a little gizmo where you could turn it on, and it and the stuff would come out, get hold of the cup under it, what would you call that?
I don't know, you can call it a faucet. What? I don't know.